The role of wishes in individual power. Despite those empirical difficulties, force models of power are useful in suggesting a source of power that might easily be overlooked. A conspicuous feature of such models is that power comes from the relation between one's own wishes and the wishes of others. There are advantages to having preferences and identities that are consistent with those of powerful people. This advantage is sometimes decried as a complication in measuring power, distinguishing the chameleon from the genuinely powerful, but it is a real phenomenon also. If decision makers want what other people want, they are more likely to get what they want. More generally, considerable advantage comes from having wishes that lie close to the center of gravity of the rest of the system. Conversely, individuals who have wishes that lie far from the center of gravity will experience persistent powerlessness. Interestingly enough, from the perspective of theories of democracy, such powerlessness will not be particularly reduced by giving citizens who are thus disadvantaged more control over resources or access to decisions. Consider, for example, how perceptions of power, and thus power, are influenced by the distribution of preferences or identities as